to you for tuning into Anything Goes with Lise Avery and helping to keep this great music alive.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. Start the car, I know it will be spot, where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all that jazz. Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes and all that jazz. I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues and all that jazz. Hold on, I'm gonna buddy hug. I bought some aspirin down at your nighty drug in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz. Find the flask, we're playing fast and loose and all that jazz. Right up here is where I score the juice and all that jazz. Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. Have that lucky Lindy never flew so high, 'cause in the stratosphere how could he lend an ear to all that?
And you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good stuff.
And it's 10:17 in the morning on this gorgeous Monday, the 28th of July. Hope you guys had a fabulous weekend, however you spent it. Saturday was absolutely splendid, wasn't it? Well, that, of course, was Miss Karen Mason from her brand spanking new album, Hot Off the Press, right here, right now. And if you're not familiar with Karen Mason, well, that is, we're going to change that right now, and she's moving fast, so she's going to be on your radar screen really soon. From the Broadway stage to TV, from CD recordings to live performances, Karen Mason has few peers when it comes to ripping the roof off with her amazing voice that knows no bounds. We just heard that, but I didn't say that. That was theaterscene.net. She's currently starring as Velma von Tussle in the Tony Award-winning Broadway smash hit Hairspray, which I think will necessitate her being evil as well as hot. Ms. Mason originated the role of Tanya in Mamma Mia, and she was awarded a 2002 Drama Desk nomination as Best Actress for that. And she also starred as Norma Desmond, thank you very much, in Sunset Boulevard, a role that she played over 200 times to critical praise and standing ovations on Broadway and in Los Angeles for 3 years, and she's going to be performing at Birdland on August 4th. We're going to be giving you guys a chance to win yourself a pair of tickets to see Karen Mason, so you got to hold tight for that. And her brand new album, Right Here, Right Now, is available at her website, KarenMason.com. We are pleased to welcome Ms. Karen Mason to Anything Goes this morning. Hello, Ms. Mason. How are you?
Hello, Ms. Avery.
Hello. How's life in Queens?
That was quite a mouthful, that introduction. Thank you very much. I love the evil and hot.
Yes,
film
baby.
Of Von
well,
Tussle.
Hey, look, it's not my fault that's what the role requires.
It does. It's actually, it's kind of a difficult thing to be the only one of two evil characters in the entire show, but it is a lot of fun, and it's a great company of actors, so it makes it very easy and fun to do.
Well, it must be lots and lots and lots of fun to be evil and yet also get
and
to look good.
Yes.
Yes. You can use that quote if you'd like, Ms. Mason.
Much, Avery. I think I might have to go somewhere. I think I might have to start using that on something.
That would be absolutely my privilege. So tell me more. Tell us wonderful stories about starring in Hairspray. When did you take that role on?
And I actually began being part of the company about 3 months ago. It was quite a couple of weeks. I had found out I was going into Hairspray. So I would be starting rehearsal. We were very close to having the new CD out. I was supposed to be doing 2 weeks at the Metropolitan Room.
Uh-huh.
And we had a fire in our home. So those three things all kind of happened around the same time. So the fact that I have one hair left on my head is pretty amazing. But it was going into the show, you know, it's always a strange thing to take over someone's role, and especially I think I'm like the eighth Velma Von Tussle. The show's been running six years, almost seven, and still doing quite well. We've got George Wendt in the company,
oh,
Ken
really?
Marks, Marissa Perry, Jennifer Lewis, Ashley Parker Angel, and my new daughter is Aubrey O'Day, who's with the incredible group Danity Kane.
Huh, George Wendt of Cheers fame, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure my name Rolodex is working this morning.
Yeah, no. And he is so fantastic. He is playing Edna Turnblad, and, you know, it's just, if you're not in a great mood at the beginning of this show, by the end of it, when we start doing You Can't Stop the Beat, you really do feel in a great mood. And honestly, it's a consistent mood elevator with people in the audience, too. You know, they are just adoring this show from all ages. It's you know, from very, very tiny little people all the way up to, you know, much older. And people just get in. It's got a great message. It's about tolerance. It's about love. And with a great score, and you know, you just can't sit in your seat by the end of the show.
Well, good. Well, what matters is whether or not you're having fun, Karen Mason.
I am. And the good thing is the evil but hot Ms. Velma Von Tussle does get to do a fast turnaround at the end, so I become hot and a good person.
And redeemed.
Yes, that's right.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. I'm speaking with Karen Mason of Broadway's Hairspray and also of her very own entertainment career. She's got a brand new album out called Right Here, Right Now. And we heard a track, actually the first track from that album, All That Jazz, just a moment ago. And we'll be hearing a couple more tracks as we move on through this interview. But Karen, I need to brag on you. You were on the Today Show performing All That Jazz about, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you know what? It all kind of becomes a blur time, but it was either 2 weeks or 1 week. I think it was 2 weeks.
I think it was 2 weeks. I think you need me to keep track of your life. I think it was 2 weeks. I got to tell you something. I was awed by your day because I know you. Not you went. You had to. I don't know what time you had to get to the Today Show for hair and makeup. Tell me.
5.
Oh my goodness. And then that was a Saturday? Was it a Saturday or a Sunday?
Yes, it was a Saturday.
Oh my Lord. So then you had to get to the theater and do 2 shows.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was a long day. By the end of it, I did not need drugs to go to sleep.
Yeah, I would think.
I pretty much just fell into the bed. But you know, it was so nice to be able to go on and you know, I feel very lucky that people like you and the Today Show and you know, want to give not relative, you know, I mean, people who are still out there working all the time, that we get a chance to do all of these shows. It really helps so much, and I don't take it for granted and really appreciate it. And so any opportunity that comes up, I'm always one who goes, you betcha, I'll be there. What time do you want me?
Oh, good for you. And, well, you were absolutely fabulous. I was, and they were obviously very taken with you, so I congratulate you on
that. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I have to tell you, singing those high notes at that hour was, aside from the hair and makeup at that hour, singing those high notes was a challenge.
Yeah, I would think, you know. Look, hey, for most of us, just the concept of being on the Today Show, let alone singing live at 7 in the morning or whatever time it was, is so I just don't even want to think about that, Kara Mason. It is 10:25, Lynn, and well, since in your spare time, which you obviously have a great deal of, you decided to put together a CD. Tell us a little bit about Right Here, Right Now.
It's I just love this CD, and actually we've gotten from people who have known me a very, very long time and have watched my career. They love this new CD. It's you know, what I really love about it is it's got a little bit of all parts of me on it. It's got the very small romantic songs from Secret Love all the way to a couple brand new songs that were written by my husband, Paul Rolnick, who also produced the CD. In fact, the title cut is a song that he wrote. He actually had the song before, and he rewrote it for me. And I just love that it's got a little bit of everything. That the CD's got As If We Never Said Goodbye from Sunset Boulevard when I was doing the show. And, you know, that to me is what's always been exciting about doing concerts and cabarets, is that I get to utilize all those different aspects of my personality, and it doesn't have to be just one thing, you know, and I feel very lucky with that. And this CD to me totally perfectly exemplifies that, the many personalities and things that I feel like I can do with my voice.
That, well, I got to tell you that when I was listening to Right Here, Right Now, and I heard the title track, I was absolutely blown away. And how remarkable. I mean, all the women and the men are going to swoon when they hear this song, because not only did he write this song and Karen got to sing it, but she like lives with him and stuff. So it's pretty
you know,
romantic stuff,
it's,
you guys.
You know, when I get really, as every wife does with her husband every once in a while, just, you know, you love him most of the time, and then there are those times where you really want to throw him off a very tall building. And
thank you for that clear image, Karen Mason.
But, you know, this song, when I know that he wrote this and that it was with me in his mind, you know, it's a very beautiful gift that somebody has given me, and we've been together 17 years, so
wow.
It's really nice when after 17 years he can still verbalize that about our relationship.
Well, even after any number of years. And
yeah.
You guys, if you would like to see Karen Mason performing live at Birdland, you can get more information or make reservations by calling 212-581-3080. You can also visit birdlandjazz.com. It's one show only, August 4th. It's the CD release party, so you can be there and be in the know and get your copy of Right Here, Right Now. And if you can't make it to Karen's CD release party, you can get linked to Karen at anythinggoesradio.com. Just look for her face and click right on it. And let's hear Right Here, Right Now here on Anything Goes.
Sometimes when you're sleeping, I lie awake in bed. Pictures of the years gone by keep spinning through my head. I'm not sure I understand how it came to be. You became the beauty But now you're here, and here I'll stay. I'll just close my eyes and drift away. Everything I've dreamed about, all the things I've lived without, are right here, right now. You're everything I've waited for. I could never ask for more than right.
Hi, this is Hoagy Bix Carmichael, and you've tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery, a show I know Dad would have appreciated.
And we're talking to Karen Mason, who's currently on Broadway in Hairspray, and we just heard the title track from her brand new album on the Zevley label, Right Here, Right Now. And we've got Karen Mason on the wire. We're talking to her. Hey, Karen, you still there, girl?
I sure am.
What a song. What a song.
You know, it really is. It just makes me very proud of my husband and very, I feel very lucky that, you know, I just love great writers. And I was fortunate to work with somebody for many years. His name was Brian Lasser. And now to be married to such a great writer. It's, you know, it's a good life.
Well, certainly you've been very fortunate with some of the talented folks that you've had the experience of working with. And
yeah, you know, he's not only a great guy, he's a terrific writer. And so it's to be able to sing those words, you know, they just it just is good for your heart.
Aw, all right then. And you, Karen Mason will be at Birdland, one show only. It's her CD release party on August 4th. And you can get more information or reservations, and they do recommend them because, well, what can I tell you?
Karen, and we're going to have a lot of people from Hairspray are going to be coming to the show. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a it's part of the Broadway at Birdland series.
Brushes with Greatness.
Yeah.
Now, Karen, clarify this for me because I've got two different times. It's at 7 o'clock or it's at 8 o'clock? Okay, 7 o'clock. Oh, so that's great. So we can all, like, go to Birdland, have dinner, see you perform, and be home in our jammies before 10.
Well, personally, that's why I liked it at 7.
I would think you have one day off, and you want to be home in your jammies by 10. Okay.
And I could do the show in my jammies, I think I would.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm kidding.
No, come on. It's the Karen Mason Pajama Party. I want to get serious for a moment, Karen, because you have a very beautiful dedication inside this album to your dad, and I know that you lost him not long ago, and I thought you might like to talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's been very... After my dad died, I think we all expect, certainly, if you're a realist, that your parents are going to be not around your entire life. And as I've gotten older, I know I've come to terms with it. Well, at least I thought I had. And then when my dad got sick and passed away, it was a very big shock to me and took me by surprise how big the loss was to me. And when we were going to be finishing this CD, I realized how large a part of my life certainly my parents were, and what an impact they had upon my performing, and how supportive they've been. Actually, both of them were not supportive at the beginning, and then, I think when they realized that there was no way I was going to be doing anything else, they decided to just jump on board. And my father was a very charming, elegant, intelligent, humorous, my mother calls him Mr. Wonderful.
Wow.
And they were married 60 years, a month before he got diagnosed with cancer. And they were a fantastic couple. My father was a salesman who was just really liked and really well respected, and I never saw my father get angry without it being, you know, way past the point when everybody else would have been getting angry. He gave us a lot of stick-to-itiveness, a lot of intelligence, and I think most importantly the sense of humor about life and love. And I'm very lucky that I had someone like him. And he was a very handsome man. And that picture, I've had more women talk to me about that picture with my dad. I was 3 years old, and I had just cut my doll's hair to match mine, which I had also cut. And of course, I got in such trouble for doing all of the above. And it was an Easter, and we were all dressed up, and my dad had his hand on my head. And when I saw that picture, I just knew that that was what I wanted to include in the dedication.
I completely understand that. It's a beautiful picture. Is this album out? Is Right Here, Right Now available for purchase yet, Karen?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
In fact, you can get it on CD Baby or from my website, www.karenmason.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on Amazon, although I've had a few people tell me that they keep saying it's back-ordered. So I know CD Baby does have it, as do we. So
Okay. There
are a few opportunities. And also, coming to Birdland, you can... this is the sixth CD that we've done, so you can come and see a show and buy all six CDs.
Oh, my heavens, and I'll bet you'll autograph a few of them, too.
I will autograph absolutely anything.
You know, that's the second leading remark you've made that I have not taken advantage of, Karen.
I know. What's wrong with you? It's early in the morning, I guess.
And, well, I thank you so much. I know how incredibly busy you are and that Monday is your one day off. And I thank you so much for making time for us and hanging out with us here on Anything Goes. And I wish you all the best with the release of your brand new CD. You guys, you can get linked to Karen by logging onto her website at KarenMason.com or logging onto AnythingGoesRadio.com and looking for her picture. And we got one more. We're going to take us on out with Karen. Talk to me about Everything Old Is New Again.
Well, it's a great song. It's it was written by Peter Allen. I remember hearing it a while back, and I just loved it. And we needed a closer, and for the one of the club acts, and somebody suggested this, and I it's happy, it's fun, and it allows me to have some big notes.
With that, I thank you so much, Karen Mason.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck with all your projects and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Same to you.
Right Here, Right Now is the new album, you guys. You can log on to KarenMason.com and one show only, August 4th, 7 p.m. Be there or be square. See you later, Gata.
You know, you're the best.
When trumpets were mellow and every gal only had one fellow, no need to remember when, 'cause everything old is new again. Dancing at your Long Island jazz age parties, waiter, bring some more Bacardis. We'll order now what they ordered then, 'cause everything old is new again. Get out your white suit, your tap shoes and tails. Let's go backwards when forward fails. And movie stars you thought were long dead, now are framed beside your bed. Don't throw the past away. You might need it some rainy day. Dreams can come true again when everything old is new again. Now's the time to get out your tap shoes and tails. Let's go backwards when all else fails. Leave Greta Garbo alone and be a movie star on your own. Don't throw the past away. You might need a summer rainy day. Dreams can come true again for me and you again when everything old is new again.
Karen Mason and Everything Old Is New Again. And we've got Mr. Count Basie and his orchestra to take us to Broadway. And right now, I'll take a caller at random at 201-692-2012 for one pair of tickets to see Karen Mason at Birdland on August 4th at 7 p.m. Give me a call, 201-692-2012. Good luck. It's the CD release, and think of all the Broadway folks you could meet. Cool as that. 201-692-2012. Phone lines are open.